There she is. I was starting to think that you were just gonna live in the shower from now on. You missed a spot drying. Oh, and here too. Just that you're so irresistible. Oh, look who's shivering. I thought it was pretty warm in here. You know, it's not too late to not do this. All right. There's no reason to be like that. I just had to check. I get it, I do. It's just the anticipation. Something to be excited about. Someone. Quite a few someones. I've studied your little man candy board on Pinterest very closely. I've learned your types by heart and recruited all the right people. One of them's practically a lookalike for that smug bastard from that show you've been binging on. Dimples and all. He's aware of that, by the way. And he shamelessly uses his superpowers for evil. So be prepared. Some of them might even be improvements. Especially when it comes to their availability. That Australian actor you like so much seems to be a very busy man. His agent just hung up on me. His loss. And just be cool. Okay? Don't freak out. I'll walk you through it. They're already waiting behind this door. With just enough drink in them to make the shy ones feel comfortable. That makeup won't last, you know. I hope it's waterproof. Here, put these on. Oh yeah, I got a few shy ones. I know you like that too. You are greedy, you know. You like just about everything. You're not going in there wearing one stocking, are you? I made it nice. Flowers. Candles. Works. Glasses that sing when you touch them. And wine. Thicker than blood. You won't need it, but it'll be so hot to share it. Mouth to mouth. Sharing this lovely evening. Sharing the wine. Sharing you. Oh my god, I love your reaction. That's right. Sharing. You know how possessive I can be. But not tonight. To be honest, I found it pretty arousing for me too. Playing the director, doing the picking. This is a perfect compromise. Your fantasy carried out as closely as possible, but on my terms. let me help you with the zipper. Clever guys. Whoever designed the dress. It's as if they knew. Impossible to do up by yourself. Impossible to take off by yourself. There you go. It's one size too tight, perhaps. But that's what makes it look especially good on you. It's like your breasts crave to be set free. I even have the matching blindfold right here. You'll take it off the moment you feel like it. I just thought it'd be a nice, sensual touch. There you go. Oh, one more absolutely necessary thing before we begin. Don't you think I deserve a little treat for all the trouble? I had to process all this gangbang business in the first place. I was severely traumatized with all that shit on Pinterest. With all the guy-on-guy action. To steal. Really. I handpicked and interviewed those bastards, so I want my fucking reward. Also, I want to make it absolutely crystal fucking clear to all of your boy toys who your man is. Bend over. Your first tonight, just to get the ball rolling. So here's what's gonna happen. Once I'm done, I'll take you by the hand and lead you there. The moment they see you, they will all gasp. And I cannot guarantee that Mr. Dimples won't whistle. Those who are sitting will stand up. Naturally. Manners. Not entirely sure what to do next. Well, I imagine they'll turn to me for the blessing, waiting for someone to break the ice. Oh, yeah. I'll give you the slightest nudge between your silk-covered shoulder blades. Maybe I'll chuckle and say, "You may kiss the bride." And someone will, taking his time, starting with the tips of your fingers, and then your palm, your wrist, eye contact he'll be trying to make be wasted because of the blindfold, you see. Oh. Oh. But those eyes stripping you, devouring you. He will be getting to know you, studying you, tasting you. I may have the privilege of knowing you like a book, but to him, all of them, you're a goddamn mystery. An exotic, strange land they're dying to explore. Someone else will come even closer. Brush your hair away. Fasten his lips to your neck. Approach you from behind. Do the same. Someone will start to work his way up from your shoes. And these are just the first four. Others will want to share in this first dance, too. Taking turns kissing, nibbling. Stroking you through your dress that'll be gone very soon. Do you want them to tear it off? Just nod. It's all you have to do. It's all you have to do. Anything you fucking want. And then there's still the lingerie to take care of. They might leave the corset on first, since it doesn't cover your breasts and isn't in the way of all the kissing, fondling, pinching, and sucking. With their teeth, damn tricky, pretty awkward, but it's just what you wanted, and what was covered in lace is now covered in kisses, all the hands, lips, and tongues on you, warm, eager. Different. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You like where this is going, huh? So will this be the point where you take the blindfold off? What will you see? The whole gang. In various stages of undress, huh? They all came here cleaned up, wearing nice suits. But when things started to get especially interesting, they decided that they wouldn't be needing them any longer. What a sight, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh. Open up that ass. You have a whole gallery of types. You don't have just one, sweetheart. And they're all so hungry for you. So full of anticipation. those sharp intakes of breath, those quiet growls, they can't help at the sight of you. Men ready to pounce on the most delicious thing that's ever dangled in front of them. No, no, not objectifying, darling. I was just painting a picture of all the muscle and veins and heat and sweat. Oh, and hunger. Oh, I should probably stop. You get the idea, don't you? I'll put their minds at ease and explain how greedy you are. Of course, how you would all wear them out. Now there will be plenty of action for everyone. Think of that. Fuck! Think of it. There's a dozen of them out there. So, as a group, I'll have a refractory period of about 2 seconds, which is about the same amount of time it's gonna take for one to pull out, and the next to drive the fuck into you. Although, they'll take it easy at first. One at a time, and all the others only kissing wherever they can reach, because we have to begin somewhere, and it'll be up to you alone when to proceed from this vanilla gangbang to airtight, unfucking hinged with your hands full. Oh, fuck. They're on strict order to behave like gentlemen the whole time, or be kicked out. But I can't control their minds or their grins. I'm sure there will be a few jaws dropping when they see how naturally you waltz from a perfect lady to a very, very naughty girl, so skilled with her mouth, you'll love tasting them, huh? One by one, won't you? The older ones won't be surprised. They know that every woman is a goddess of lust. It's only a matter of the right company and the right time. Oh, fuck! Yes, yes, oh, you're fucking gonna love it. You're fucking gonna love it. But oh, those two college guys. They'll be completely off their fucking heads. They will probably treasure this memory until their dying day. The memory of this night when they got to be with such a gorgeous, generous woman. No drama, no power games, just pure pleasure, and they will learn a thing or two here too, something that one cannot learn in the backseat of his car with a little slut his age. No grunting, picking you up. No. Stupid chuckles. But once you've quenched your thirst for aesthetics, things will get real. Good sex is many things, but hardly ever beautiful or graceful. Will it be particularly graceful when they hold your legs by your ankles? Huh? Spreading them wide apart. No, not the most photogenic position, I know. But you'll be the last one to care about that. Too busy sucking off another of these nice gentlemen. And having your nipples teased by two sets of lips. How about being held up in the air by two of them? They could spread your thighs for a third one. Whispering into your ears, what a naughty girl you are. Letting a dozen men take turns on you. When you order them to get rough, this will be a good time for them to be overpowered, manhandled, but in a nice way. Wasn't that your fantasy? To be put in positions at will, to be fucking held in place, to be had. To be impaled without mercy. And stretched and ruined, huh? Also, nothing extreme, but a good spanking is definitely in order. You fucking love those. No, I can't wait to see you on all fours, surrounded by them. You will look so fragile, delicate next to them. Would you even be able to handle them? Big. Strong men. Playing with you. Just like they would a fucking doll. Trying things. Just for the fuck of it. For example, how many would be able to put their fingers inside you? At once. Four men at a time, huh? Or five. Let's see how much they can stretch you. I believe in you. You will be so prepared by then. And you know what will be the most shamelessly naked part of you the whole time? That's right. Your face. Your O-shaped mouth. Your eyes shut tight, only to be snapped back open the next moment. Hungry. Commanding. Pleading God knows what at the same time. Will all those gentlemen discuss what to do next? I'll tell them to. That'd be an extra gift for me to you. Another layer of erotic pleasure. And to hear every nasty, depraved act spelled out for you. Some words work miracles for you. I know. I'll tell them. Definitely. Say this and that. As you fucking pound her, gentlemen. And observe as she'll come screaming. Also growl. Growl a lot. Give her what she's been craving. Lick and stroke her until there's not an inch of her body left untouched. Make the fucking bitch come until she loses count of her orgasms. Until she begs you to stop. Oh, I want her to pass out from the pleasure. Drunk and delirious. Drenched and fucked raw. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Why can't I shut up and let you enjoy your fantasy? All right, I'm done. You've all waited long enough. Let's go.